Today is April 1st, 2026, and we have an exciting lineup of topics to discuss in this episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We'll dive into the latest updates from AMD's MLPerf Inference v6.0 submissions, NVIDIA's new preview driver, and the release of HarfBuzz 4.0 with GPU acceleration. Let's get started. Quick headlines overview. 1. AMD's MLPerf Inference v6.0 submission. AMD has released a detailed blog post on reproducing its MLPerf Inference v6.0 results, showcasing impressive performance metrics on the MI3-5X platform. 2. NVIDIA's preview driver. NVIDIA has introduced a preview Linux driver with DRM Color Pipeline API support, aimed at enhancing HDR capabilities for Wayland compositors. 3. HarfBuzz 14. The latest release of HarfBuzz introduces a GPU-accelerated text rendering library, which is a significant milestone for text rendering applications. 4. NVIDIA's Auto Shader Compilation, a new beta feature in the NVIDIA app that allows for faster game load times by recompiling shaders in the background after driver updates. 5. FSR4 on RDNA 1 GPUs. Reports indicate that FidelityFX Super Resolution 4 is now operational on RDNA 1 Navi 12 GPUs. Now let's dive deeper into each of these topics. Deep dive on news items. 1. AMD's MLPerf Inference v6.0 submission. AMD's latest blog post provides a comprehensive guide on reproducing its MLPerf Inference v6.0 submission results. This marks AMD's fourth round of submissions to MLPerf, and the results are built on the success of the previous version, v5.1. The MI355X platform was used for the submissions, featuring 8 MI355X GPUs. Notably, AMD's submission included models like the Llama 270B and GPT-OS 120B, all utilizing the WMXFP4 data type, which is crucial for optimizing performance in AI workloads. The blog outlines the necessary system requirements, including the raw M7.1.0 or later, and details the steps to reproduce the results on different vendor systems. For instance, to benchmark the Llama 270B model, users can pull the Docker image and start the benchmarking scripts, which produce detailed performance metrics, including samples per second and latency statistics. This level of transparency is invaluable for developers and researchers looking to validate and build upon AMD's results. NVIDIA's preview driver with DRM Color Pipeline API support. In a move that could impact the Linux graphics ecosystem, NVIDIA has released a preview driver supporting the DRM Color Pipeline API. This is particularly exciting for developers working with Wayland compositors, as it allows for enhanced color processing capabilities, including HDR. The driver is based on the R595 architecture and aims to accelerate color processing tasks directly on the GPU. The implementation is still in preview, but it signifies NVIDIA's commitment to improving Linux graphics support. The use of AI and LLMs in developing this driver also highlights the increasing integration of machine learning techniques in driver development, which could streamline future updates and enhancements. HarfBuzz 14.0 with GPU acceleration. The HarfBuzz team has announced the release of version 14.0, which introduces a new GPU-accelerated text rendering library called libHarfBuzz GPU. This library leverages the Slug algorithm to perform text rasterization directly in the GPU's fragment shader, allowing for faster and more efficient text rendering. This update is significant for applications across the Linux desktop and beyond, including popular frameworks like GNOME and Flutter. The inclusion of support for multiple shading languages, GLSL, WGSL, MetalMSL, and HLSL, ensures broad compatibility across different platforms. Additionally, the new utility HBGPU allows developers to demonstrate interactive GPU text rendering, showcasing the potential for improved user experiences in text-heavy applications. 4. NVIDIA's Auto Shader Compilation feature. NVIDIA has rolled out a beta feature in its app called Auto Shader Compilation, ASC, designed to enhance game load times by recompiling shaders in the background after GPU driver updates. This feature aims to alleviate the often frustrating wait times associated with shader compilation, particularly after a driver update. While this feature won't eliminate the initial compilation for new games, it will significantly improve the user experience for titles that have already been compiled. This aligns with NVIDIA's broader strategy to optimize shader delivery and could pave the way for future advancements in shader management, including leveraging cloud-based precompiled shaders. FFSR4 compatibility with RDNA 1 GPUs. Finally, there are reports that FidelityFX Super Resolution 4, FSR4, is functioning on RDNA 1 Navi 12 GPUs. This is noteworthy, as FSR has been a game changer in improving frame rates and visual fidelity across a wide range of titles. The ability to utilize FSR4 on older architectures like Navi 12 indicates AMD's commitment to supporting its legacy products, ensuring that users can benefit from the latest performance enhancements without needing to upgrade their hardware. As we look ahead, the developments from AMD and NVIDIA indicate a vibrant and competitive landscape in the GPU space. AMD's focus on transparency with its MLPerf submissions and the introduction of powerful tools like HearthBuzz 14.0 show a commitment to innovation that benefits developers and end users alike. Meanwhile, NVIDIA's enhancements in driver support and shader management reflect a growing trend towards optimizing user experiences across gaming and professional applications. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the evolving world of GPUs and AI workloads. Thanks for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily.